Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Hey, Disco Biscuits and Disco Balls, this is Tab, and I just want to apologize in advance for the recording here. With all the hustle and bustle and trying to not miss one week, because we never do, I had some technical issues and my recording sounds a little buzzy, not the drunk kind, but the annoying buzz in your ear kind. So I promise it'll get better next episode. Keep on listening, but bear with me on this one. And happy 2023, guys.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
That's right. Up in here. Merry post-Christmas.
Merry post-Christmas. And I think when this airs, it'll be Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
But we're recording 1 week early, so we just had Christmas yesterday.
I know. I wasn't planning. Well, before that, the last time we recorded, I wasn't planning on seeing you at all when you were in California. And then I saw you twice.
It was actually a Christmas miracle.
It really was.
I spent more time with you than I spent with anybody, actually.
I feel so special. That actually is sad because that's kind of true about life. I feel
it's true.
We spend more time like talking to each other than our own significant others.
Well, that's true because they work. So not that we don't work, but we have to also talk. We have to talk to each other for work. We work and together.
Then for life. Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. But it was a real good time.
It was a real good time. I put lots of pictures up. People saw.
Yeah. We found a group of Santas in the Ventura. Dude, Ventura is weak sauce, okay? Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. You're going to be offending people.
No, it's just that, where was the party, man?
I know.
The town was like, shut down.
Well, it was cold that night, I will say. And Ventura doesn't do well.
Put on one of your Patagucci's.
Totally.
Okay. If you didn't know, Patagonia is made in Ventura, so everybody got it.
That's true. And everybody that we know works there. So it's like you either, if you live in Ventura, I feel like that's the only place you really have to work.
You got a Patagonia hookup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that. We went into a fine establishment that we used to frequent, Dargan's, and Tab was scared to remember this.
What?
You were scared because you forgot your wallet and you were so afraid they were going to card your
ass. Oh my gosh. I think I had PTSD from when I was younger. Gretchen was like, they are not going to guard you, dude.
Dude, they were carding everyone in front of us. And as soon as we walked up, they're like, they just gave us the head nod. Go on in.
I know. She how sad.
Damn it. Damn it.
I don't got it anymore. I used to, but the Santas liked us. So there's that.
Oh, the Santas were a good time.
They were really
and
good time.
And the police officers.
And we have some police get up right after we walked out of a naughty store that we thought was real funny because we're 13.
Yeah, I know. We had a conversation with the guy that worked there. You know, when you're like, oh, this is going to be one of those funny things we do while we're being crazy kids in their 40s, intoxicated downtown. And about 30 seconds in, I think all looked at each other like, this was a bad idea. How do we get out of that? We don't want to talk to this person at all.
We walked into a store that still sold DVD adult X-rated content.
Well, yeah. And they had one of those dolls.
Oh, they did have a doll.
For $2,000.
Named Jackie.
Mm-hmm. You remember the name? Have you been taking all your vitamins?
I got for Christmas some cognitive coffee. That's what it's called.
I'm impressed.
I've been drinking it. It's got some mushrooms, some MCT oil. It's got all the shit.
Oh, well, let me tell you people what I got for Christmas.
An ice maker. All know.
Yeah, everybody already knows. Okay, but let me tell you, I was kind of mad about it, right? Because I just don't like the idea of him spending that much money on me. And I know that you can buy an ice maker now for like a lot cheaper. But he got me like a really good one. He says, you know, it was a deal, whatever. It's changed my life. It's the best damn ice ever. And it like stays cold for so long. It's better than the Sonic ice even. It is making my winter vacation fantastic.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, that happened to me one year when I got an air fryer for Christmas. I thought, this is balls to the walls. Why do I want this? And that thing has changed my life also.
Oh, my God. Also, our friend Ailish gave me some pots she didn't want anymore.
Pot?
No, pots.
Like pots and pans?
Like pots and pans.
I was kind of excited for you for a second.
I just bought pots and pans at my house. And so I was like, yeah, I'll take them to the cabin. I would never call Ailish dumb, but she is so fucking dumb for giving me these pots. They're like
they
the
good?
Best pots ever. I've never used such good pots.
Oh, well, thanks,
now,
Ailish.
I wish I would have taken the pots, my cheap ass pots from home, kept these pots.
You know what else you got for Christmas? What I sent you a month and a half ago.
Oh, my God. Well, it is the centerpiece of my Christmas decor out here.
Good. Getting some use. I ordered Gretchen a pre-order for this advent calendar Dolly Parton from Williams-Sonoma. And I sent it and it was, dude, that thing was not cheap to send because the size of it. Okay?
Yeah. And it was one of those situations where she's like, did you get my gift? And I'm like, I don't want to be an asshole, but like, no.
I know.
And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
She's like, she's sure. I was like, well, it was supposed to be there on Tuesday, November, I don't know, 12th or something. And it never showed up until December 22nd.
Right before Christmas. Yeah. Well, listen, we did one of those gingerbread houses and this kit sucked. And all of the candies are different in that advent calendar.
Oh.
So we had lots of decor.
Are they all Dolly really candies nice. Or no?
They're all like gummy. Yes. Things she likes, like gummy butterflies and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, super cute.
All right. Well,
you want some crime?
I do.
Okay. This week's crime is listener suggestion from, I hope I say her name right, Drema Simones.
Drema. Okay. Drema,
maybe.
Drema.
She's awesome. She contributes a lot, I think, in the group.
Well, thank you so much. And if we got that name wrong, please let us know exactly how to say
please
it.
Please let us know. Just post it phonetically. And I'm real sorry in advance because I can almost guarantee I said it wrong.
Fayetteville.
That's right. For life. Okay. Anyways, thank you. This one is right up our alley. This one is going to take us back, way back, before you and I were even born, Tab, and to a country we've never visited before.
Where?
I'll give you a hint.
Brazil.
You say this a lot. It's as hot as
balls.
No, Haiti. You always say it's hot as Haiti.
Oh, yeah. No, we both have not been to Haiti.
Well, that is where in the 70s, Jean-Claude Dominique, a young aspiring doctor, was born and raised with his 22 siblings. That's a lot of siblings.
Okay, one, not one mother. There's no way one mom popped those out.
I don't know. I just read the 22 siblings. I don't know if it's one mother or not.
Or we can have adoption in there. Dude, I think your uterus would fall out if you had 22 kids.
Well, look at that Michelle Duggar. I mean, she's like pretty close.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Well, anyways, back in Haiti, Jean-Claude was in love with his childhood sweetheart, Betsy. But while he was a fool in love, he was no fool. He worked hard in school, which led to an opportunity to come over to the U.S. and study medicine. So he left Betsy behind and began an internship in a Brooklyn, New York hospital. That is where he met a disco biscuit named Elliot. Elliot was an RN at the hospital, and she was a U.S. citizen, but she also had Haitian roots. And her and Jean-Claude got on like peas and carrots, right? The whole medical thing, Haitian culture in common. Mm-hmm.
That sometimes draws people in when there's some sort of commonality.
Mm-hmm. So Elliot and Jean-Claude married in 1980, and Elliot sponsored Jean-Claude so he could get his citizenship, as well as she worked her arse off, or ass, to pay for his medical school tuition. Well, it paid off, because Jean-Claude became a well-respected doctor who made a salary nice enough for Elliot to quit nursing and pop out two children and raise them in Baldwin Harbor, Long Island. Jean-Claude now commuted from Long Island to a Brooklyn hospital, which is at least an hour commute. That can be a lot when you're working long hours, right?
Yes.
So Jean-Claude was working those long doctor hours, and so he would often spend the night in the apartment that him and Elliot never let go of, that they had lived in Brooklyn, back when they were both still working together at the hospital. So I get it. You don't want a tired husband on the road. My husband works long hours. He has a commute too. I worry about mine. But I think if we were fortunate enough to have a crash pad for him to stay in closer to work when he puts in long hours, I think I would be periodically showing up there.
I think I would too. That is, you know, one of those things where it's easy access, right?
Listen, just bring him dinner. I just wanted to leave this for you. Whatever. You just got to find a way to be all up in their business a little bit.
You know what my girlfriend said, which is a really good idea. I've never done it, but her husband and her, he was a pilot and she's a flight attendant. And so they have off hours and whatnot. She would always write on all the mirrors in lipstick, like, I love you, you're my sweetie, this stuff, right? So then it's like, your presence is there all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, follow us for more tips how to like borderline psycho behavior.
Right.
We straddle that line real close. Okay. Well, Elliot didn't do that. No lipstick on the mirror, etc. And it turns out Jean-Claude really didn't do a whole lot of sleeping in that apartment. Surprise, surprise. Okay, remember Betsy, the old flame from Haiti?
She came to New York?
Yeah, he never really quit her.
Oh.
He married her, actually. Married and fathered two children with her.
He had a double life.
He did. Jean-Claude bought Betsy a home in Irvington, New Jersey. So in addition to a lot of doctoring, Dr. Jean-Claude Dominique was living a double life. He had two families 53 miles apart from each other. How he managed to marry Betsy when he was already married to Elliot was he had to have a woman impersonate Elliot and sign no contest divorce documents in front of a notary. 3 years after they married, then he could legally marry Betsy so she could go through the citizenship process.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Okay.
Could you imagine? Well, he's a fraudster.
Well, yeah. Okay. So this was the 80s. So, I mean, I don't know if doctors still have pagers now. Do they?
I doubtful. Because then they have a cell phone.
He had a pager, right? Yeah. So he always had an excuse. Like, I'm getting paged. There's an emergency. You know, I mean, the pager thing was like, kids, if you don't know, you don't know. But it just lends itself to so much sus behavior.
It totally does.
Yeah.
I'm getting a page. Hold on. I got to go to the...
Yeah, I got to go.
I got to go find a payphone. I mean, it sounds so foreign.
And you can't... Yeah. Okay, so thank God we track location and everything now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jean-Claude managed to juggle both families for 17 years. That's bananas.
Wow.
Right? I mean, it's shady as hell, but it's impressive, right? I mean, remember, they did not have Red Bull then, okay?
Do you think that Betsy or Viagra, maybe they had that.
Right.
Do you think that Betsy knew about Elliot?
Well, she did know something about Elliot. I'll get to that, but I mean.
Okay. But you don't think that she knew he was having like a full-on marriage?
No.
So he just said like on Christmas, oh, I have to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's really the perfect.
It really is the perfect
story,
job, right?
If you're like
the ER doctor or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, the way in which the doctor's dual life all came to light was dramatic and tragic. On March 22nd, 1999, Jean-Claude was crossing the street near the hospital and he was struck by a car and sent flying into the gutter. He suffered traumatic head injuries and remained unconscious but still alive. Both Betsy and Elliot were notified that their husband was in critical condition and rushed to the hospital where they met for the first time face to face. Yeah. Both women were obviously shocked that the other was claiming to be married to their husband. Betsy knew of Elliot, so this is what I was going to tell you. So she knew of Elliot as much as Jean-Claude had been married to her at one point and then divorced her prior to marrying her. But of course, she was under the impression that once he divorced her, they'd actually like divorced, and that Elliot was aware of the divorce and had moved on. Obviously, that was not the case. So in the midst of these two women trying to wrap their head around their husbands living a double life, including fathering children from both of them, they are also managing a lot of feelings because the man is in a coma clinging to life. So this puts the hospital in kind of a pickle because they just need to know, like, who is the wife that is in charge of medical decisions for Jean-Claude? Well, Betsy was able to produce a copy of her marriage certificate first, and so they just appointed her wife.
Well, it kind of is, but it kind of isn't, because it was a fraudulation of divorce, right? Because he had somebody else sign those papers acting as Elliot.
Well, yeah. And but, you know, I mean, Betsy has unfair advantage because, you know, she had to go through the whole citizenship process. She's probably got all her documents all nicely organized.
Right.
I mean, I have no idea where my marriage certificate is.
Me neither.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, shit, I could be divorced for all I know.
True. Okay.
They're sitting together. No.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Pay client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing. Involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor has been bugging me about. Get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese. And now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year's special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck, because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
So Elliot is like, what the fuck, right? She's got a lot of questions and she can't ask Jean-Claude due to his unconscious situation he has going on. So she asks his brother, Ali. So, hey, Ali, what gives with Betsy, right? Mm-hmm. And Ali tells Elliot at that point, I don't know anything about her. I stay out of my brother's business. So she doesn't get anywhere with him. She knows that this is, that's not likely the case, right?
Liar, liar. Pam, liar.
Ali is just pulling some like bros before hoes crap, which sucks because she is desperate for answers.
Right.
And everything she knows is in question. Like, was anything real? Did he ever love her? Was this all part of a master plan to get Betsy over there? She doesn't know.
Right.
Well, Jean-Claude held on to life, never regaining consciousness for 39 days. I mean, it just is like so crazy because it's like, oh my God, if you weren't unconscious, I would kill you. That's got to be what she's thinking. Okay. Oh. Well, he finally passed. And Ali, who, by the way, was a high school teacher, went to Elliot and asked her to pay for the funeral. He didn't want his beloved brother, who was like a hometown hero amongst their huge family. Remember, 22 siblings, to have like your average funeral home send off. He wanted 7 limousines for the family and a reception to the tune of $30,000. Okay, well, that was in 1999. That's a lot of money now. So that was like a lot of money then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Elliot was like, kick rocks, Ali, because I can't afford that. I actually don't know up from down right now financially. Maybe if you gave me some answers, we could, figure this whole thing out. Like, right. Am I married? Is this money mine? She doesn't know. So Ali, in response, was like, who do you think you are? My brother was a hero, and out of respect, the big funeral is happening, and now you're not invited, and neither are your kids.
No.
Yeah, mean.
Literally.
So that was a real drag for Elliot. How does she explain this to her teenage children? Can you imagine?
No.
No.
But she's also like, your dad had another.
Yeah, all of it.
Family.
And like, he's dead, and they don't want us there. Yeah, it's effed all around.
I mean, this
around.
Is bananas. Yeah. This makes me feel like, yes, they did have a plan.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The whole thing was a plan.
Well, eventually she decided to go to the apartment in Brooklyn that she and Jean-Claude had once shared and where she had thought he'd been sleeping all these years. When she was going through his things, she discovered the notarized divorce papers to her horror.
Mm-hmm.
How he had managed to marry Betsy is now making sense. But how did he manage to divorce her ass without her knowing was still a mystery, to the point until she, sees the forged signature on the documents.
Right.
So then she takes them to a lawyer who had them examined by a handwriting expert who verified they were not Elliot's signatures. A year after Jean-Claude died, a judge ruled in Elliot's favor that because the signatures on the divorce decree were forged, she was still legally married to Jean-Claude, therefore invalidating his marriage to Betsy, which translates to Elliot got all the money. And there was some money to get. He had $1 million life insurance policy, mutual funds, properties, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of these properties that Jean-Claude owned was a building that had a beauty supply storefront in it. The beauty supply store was co-owned by both Betsy and Ali. Mr. Ali, who said I don't even know her?
Well, yes, I told you he was in on it the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, well, it turns out he did know her. They operated a beauty business together, and in addition to that, Betsy had been collecting rent from the other tenants in the building. Well, now that Elliot had the legal authority to do so, she decided that since she didn't fancy Betsy or her former brother-in-law, and she was right pissed that given he was in business with Betsy, he had to have known the whole time that Jean-Claude was a two-time-in. So she decided to put the building up for sale and evict them. I mean, I think it's a tough position to be in, right? I mean, he was lying to Betsy, too. And she has children as well. So it's like, do you really want to let your business, you know, like your bitterness get the best of you and put her out of business? Well, yes, she did. She decided, yes, she did. But
well, I could see because there's some people that are just like, you ruined my life. I'm going to ruin yours. It's called revenge.
And she did let her keep her house.
Okay, that's good.
So that's that. She didn't have to.
I'm trying to teach my kids right now to not have revenge on each other.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. You know, how's that working out?
It's not working out really well. It's been quite a Christmas break. and we still have another week to go. I need to take some medication, I think, to get through it.
Yeah.
I don't have any, and I don't know what I need to take, but I think I need something.
Any recommendations? Yes.
Something.
Yeah. Okay. So Elliot's bitter, but not so bitter that she takes her house and leaves her homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's good. Ali had some bitter Betty feelings too, because he's, you know, he's living off his teacher's salary, which is not that much.
Mm-hmm.
So this beauty business was a big part of his income. And now he's not benefiting from that at all.
Right.
And on top of that, he had taken on a bunch of debt on account of the elaborate funeral that he threw for Jean-Claude, which he insisted on throwing.
Oh, right. Right.
Okay. So he came up with a plan, and it's a real doozy. It began with executing Elliot. He hired three men to do the dirty work. At this point, Elliot had gone back to nursing and had a regular schedule where she left her home around 5 a.m., which I do think is like admirable, right? I mean, she didn't need the money.
Right.
She just left for the love of nursing. Gonna go back. That's
well,
impressive.
She probably, yeah.
Yeah, she's bored.
But she kind of...
Her kids were grown.
But I bet you she kind of did need the money.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know. That's total speculation. So one morning she went out to her car and was shot twice in the head and once in the hand.
What?
Her daughter called 911 and she was rushed to the hospital. And thankfully, by some miracle, the bullets only grazed her skull.
Oh, and now, Ali.
Oh, okay. Well, now when early morning shots are fired at a 56-year-old nurse in a suburban neighborhood, there's going to be an immediate search for the assailants, right?
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor told police that he had seen two males flee the scene and head in opposite directions. The first was not hard to spot. It was an especially cold morning in Long Island, and the guy was walking around without a jacket and looking like he didn't know where he was. Because he didn't. So the police took him down to the station. He confessed that he was part of an assassination plan on Elliot. He said he had been approached by a man named Joe who wanted him originally to be the getaway driver and then the other guy named Marvin to do the hit because apparently Marvin already had a gun. So it's convenient. Which, by the way, the police found the gun when they were like scaling through the neighborhood.
Like he just threw it?
Yeah, he just threw it. OJ style, you know, okay. Off the fence. Yeah. Okay. So police go find Joe and he spilled his guts about his involvement. But he was like, hold up. I didn't like participate when shit got real. I got to tell you, I had a feeling this whole shooting thing could get messy. And it sounds like I was right. Let me tell you, the person who stepped in last night in my place was the dude who was really behind the whole plot to kill Miss Elliot. And that would be a dude named Ali, as in Ali, the bitter brother-in-law, right?
Yeah.
So this guy Joe and Ali went way back. And he said his buddy was not feeling his sister-in-law since she did not participate financially in his brother's funeral expenses. And also, she had put him out of, you know, the beauty business by evicting him and the whole thing with the building. So police go and find Ali. When they sit him down to chat, his take was, yeah, I was behind the hit on Elliot, but I did it out of self-defense. He tried saying that Elliot was behind the hit and run that killed his brother, and he thought he was next. I mean, that's a little... That's a stretch, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he went to trial and pled not guilty. He said the confession that he had given police was coerced, but his old buddy Joe testified for the prosecution and said, not so much. He said, actually, Ali was just getting started. After Elliot was killed, he planned on killing her children too. His intention was to frame Betsy for the whole thing.
What? No way.
Then when Betsy was out of the picture serving time for crimes she didn't commit, he thought he would be able to get his hands on his brother's money that he felt entitled to.
That was never going to happen.
Evil people, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. This does, Sam. I mean, it sounds real evil. Okay. And in fairness, I think Joe testified to get a reduced sentence for his role in the conspiracy. Yeah, but at the same time, it's also like not that hard to believe, right? Because the whole story is so wild. You know, he was covering up the whole double life thing forever. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Joe also, by the way, was sentenced to 1 year for his role.
Okay. Not a lot.
Not a lot. But, I mean, he didn't, you know, he was part of the conspiracy, but he didn't actually participate that morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he cooperated with police and gave him Ali. So, I mean, I think a year is fair.
Okay.
The other two men involved took pleas and were given 12 and 19 years. 19 years went to the gunman, right? Neither of them served their full sentences. And from what I can find, since their release, they've, you know, kept like law-abiding low profiles. As for Ali, he was sentenced to 8 to 25 years, and prison records say he was released in May of 2022. But I also saw a vague death announcement for him, also dated May 2022. So I think he died at age 66 in prison.
In prison.
Yeah. Yeah. And he would have been released if he had served his maximum time in 2025.
Okay. Yeah, he died in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
maybe he got COVID.
Maybe.
That prison, wasn't that around the time? When was
it? Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as for the two wives' lives, from what I can tell, they are both still alive, but I don't know much beyond that. The ID channel did an episode of Married with Secrets in 2016 about the case. And at the end, it said that they all moved on and the children have gone on to be smart, successful professionals. So I hope that's true, because I mean, that is a lot of family trauma to unpack. That could easily, you know, be a big challenge to overcome. But yeah. I am just, you know, my question is, I'm a little curious if the wives' kids ever became friendly with each other, because they are half siblings, right?
Yeah. But I think there's probably a lot of bitterness there. But yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
It would kind of be nice because they are siblings, but I don't know.
Oh, you never know.
You never know. Remember, we had friends like that. The dad had the second life and the kid, and then they ended up being friends and working together.
Yeah, it's whack.
But it always felt a little strange between them.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Holy.
Guacamole, right?
Wouldn't it be crazy if Betsy and Elliot became friends?
Yes.
That really should have happened.
That would have been.
And they should have been like.
And good.
Screw the dude.
Two-timer doctor.
Karma.
Yeah. I just can't imagine. I mean, how do you have the time?
I don't know. He clearly didn't work as much as he said he did. What kind of doctor was he? Do you know?
He was an ER doctor.
Oh, yeah. ER. That I imagine
that's
what
it was. Which also lends itself to the perfect story, right?
It does, yes, because the hours are all over the place. And
there could have been. Always an emergency. It's the fucking emergency room.
There always is. There always is an emergency in the emergency room. You're right. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he went to his own emergency room.
Oh, I think so, because he was hit right across the street from the hospital where he was working at.
Oh, yeah.
Which I also think is like, I mean, that's kind of a little bit of karma, because don't you think maybe he was just not paying attention? Like, he was tired, caught up with him.
He had a long night.
Yeah, he had a long night. Forgot driving to look both ways. There. Right?
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, happy new year, everybody.
Happy
if you
new
want
year.
To hear more from us, we do a Thursday episode on our bonus patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, or if you are on Apple, you can click on the bonus content or the subscribe button, and you will get our Thursday bonus episodes. Plus on Apple, you get ad free, which you might enjoy, although we do have good ads, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
the new one, Factor 75, it's perfect for the new year. And the food, you guys, is delicious.
Legit.
I had it and ordered it before they were ever a sponsor. And it's the only one that my husband is like, this shit is actually good.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good. Also, we are on Facebook. We are on TikTok. We are on YouTube, Housewives of True Crime. Please go there and like us, follow us, subscribe to us, do all of that. And we'll be your friends forever. That's what I used to tell my brother when I wanted him to do something for me. I'll be your best friend. And then he would do it because he was so much younger than me.
What a sucker.
Now he's like, screw you.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think that's all for today. So happy 2023.
Yeah.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.